This is ridiculous.
Bottom line is, he's the president of the United States. He probably has other things that's on his mind.
I want to know what book he's reading, and I want to know what he's saying. Why an ass, God? Because I want my America back.
Show us straight, Roland Martin.
From Washington, D.C., Roland Martin, good morning.
What up, Tom? Civil and Jay. Today on News 1 Now, TV 1, we talked to Common. And people can be very surprised how he got with John Legend to put that song Glory together. It's a great story, so hopefully folks see it at 9 a.m. Eastern today. There was a huge announcement yesterday. As you know, Reverend Jesse Jackson Sr., founder of Rainbow Push, has really been aggressive in going after Silicon Valley when it comes to opening up opportunities for African Americans and other minorities. Well, Intel yesterday announced a $300 million diversity initiative that will impact HBCUs, that will impact employment, that will also impact all kinds of opportunities. He joins us right now from New York. Reverend Jackson, how you doing?
Good morning, Roland, and I want to thank you and Tom for following the story from the very beginning. You know, the very first phase was to get these companies to make public the EEO-1 reports of those 20 top companies, 189 board members, 36 white women, 3 black men, and 1 Latino. The second phase, once they made those reports public, to go after goals, targets, and timetables. So yesterday was a first step. We're trying to build a linkage between black colleges and their engineering departments and Silicon Valley. Just as our youth get scholarships for athletics, they should get the scholarships for engineering, for STEM, and computer science. It does mean more jobs, but it means more than that. It means in non-tech areas like advertising, there'll be business advertising on radio and TV1 and Ebony and Black Enterprise, using black ad agencies, some startup money for black incubators. Many of our black businesses in high tech just can't get the money to take the next step. So we'll be setting aside a pool of capital for that purpose as well.
Reverend, one of the things that this changes, I'm going to use Gannett as an example. When Al Newhart was the CEO, he also made it clear that he was tying bonuses to diversity. There were people who got mad at him, and he said, feel free to lead this company. That's why Gannett became a leading company in the 80s and 90s when it came to diversity. This announcement, same thing. They're going to be tying bonuses to diversity. You get folks' attention by touching their money.
Well, that was a key point. He said they plan to have, by 2020, a plan for parity. In other words, right, employment now is around 2-3%. It'll go up to around 14%. And there's going to be an annual review, or every 6-month review, really. And bonuses are tied to hiring, reaching out to blacks, Latinos, and women. This is just the beginning, because this does not include Google and Microsoft and these companies. Matter of fact, what we're doing next week at the Rainbow Push Wall Street Summit, on that first day, Brian Castanis will be, he opens up the first session on the morning of the 13th, explaining in greater detail what the $300 million plus means. At noontime, we're dealing with Black Enterprise. We've worked out a relationship. They're revealing the top 50 companies with diversity records. On the next day, Steve Ballmer, formerly head of Microsoft, who now owns the LA Clippers, will speak at noontime. And then on the next day, the head of the World Bank, trying to get more money to the Caribbean islands as well as to Africa, as
Reverend,
well as get with hiring practices inside of the World Bank.
The HBCU piece is critically important because, look, these major companies, they have deals. Look, so many companies, Google came out of Stanford University. They got deals with other companies. There should be, institutes and certainly all kind of learning centers with the Florida A&Ms, with Prairie View A&M, with these schools that are churning out black engineers and African-Americans who in other science fields.
That's the whole idea of it all. I mean, they said that they couldn't find black engineers. I said, go to where they're produced. If you go to North Carolina A&T, where Ron McNair came from, or go to Florida A&M, where John Thompson, that chair of Microsoft, comes from, or Howard, or Morgan State, or go to Texas Southern, you can find them and use the money to invest in making those departments strong enough to recruit students and get them scholarships. They might graduate as engineers.
Doesn't this also put pressure on Apple, Google, and eBay, these other companies, to now step up, because Intel is now setting the bar in terms of what other companies should also be doing.
And especially for the money that we put into those companies.
Precisely.
Well, that's the whole idea. But we've not been held them accountable. Also, you see, must also enforce EEOC and contract compliance laws. Those companies that do business with our government have an obligation for their hiring contractors to do business with America. And they have not been made accountable by the government. We intend to do just that. This is just the beginning. You'll hear more about this next week at the Rainbow Summit Conference, the 13th to 15th in New York. Get the shares, no tell.
Jobs. That's what it boils down to.
Contracts.
That's it. Reverend Jackson, we appreciate it. Thanks a lot. Good job.
Keep up the good work,
sir. Thank you.
Boom, shakalaka.